The challenges mostly zero in on the ballot language and whether the questions fully explain how they would change the state constitution. The requirement is very technical, but that's okay, said attorney John Perich.
You know, this process wasn't supposed to be simple.
Perich argued to keep off the ballot the question to require legislative supermajorities to raise taxes.
This process is supposed to have standards that are achieved and honored.
It is clear that there's an undue burden on the people's ability to have ballot access.
That is Matthew Davis, who said opponents are simply trying to come up with new objections, even though thousands of people signed petitions to put the questions on the ballot. The deadline for finalizing the November ballot is a week away. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta at the State Supreme Court.